today's show is about Andrew Jerome Pace and his music. Andy Pace set out to create an urban R&B CD that would allow addicts and alcoholics in recovery to experience a healthy message that is progressive and powerful. The CD is self-help with bittersweet lyrics in spoken word that reminds us of the pain of drug and alcohol addiction and the joy of recovery. Music can influence people deeply, and this music will help someone become part of the solution instead of being a part of the problem. Andy Pace is best known for his work as the drummer Babe Pace for CNC Music Factory, the 1990s sensation that gave us the hit song, Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now. The recording sold over 8 million copies, went multi-platinum, and for over 25 years, Andy was known as Babe Pace on recordings and performances with other artists like the Cover Girls, the Brat Pack, Lizette Melendez, Gary U.S. Bonds, Taylor Dane, Seduction, and many others. In 2002, Pace hit the top 20 Billboard dance charts as a songwriter with Reach Out, co-written with Sean V. Lucas, who collaborates on this album as well. Reach Out was recorded by four different artists worldwide. Pace has appeared on Saturday Night Live, MTV Music Awards, American Music Awards, World Music Awards, Monte Carlo, Monaco, Arsenio Hall Show, and more. Pace's passion for this project, Out of Darkness into Light, has led to some very interesting collaborations with personalities from film and TV industries. The album has been overwhelmingly embraced by associates in the drug and alcohol recovery field as well. For the last 9 years, Andy Pace has worked in the drug and alcohol recovery field, holding a BS in Human Services and a CAC, Certified Addiction Counselor, from the state of Pennsylvania. And now let's listen to The Phone Call, from Out of Darkness into Light.
This is a story about Joey and Donna and what came between them. Joey's geeked out, smoking crack up in the crib for 3 days. Parked his car around the corner, nobody knows. Boss is looking for him, mom's looking for him. He ain't answering the phone. I'm not home, I'm not here, you can't see me. Geeking out, looking through the shade. And Donna thinks he's cheating on her with another woman.
This is Joey, I'm not in right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
What happened to me and you? We used to be together every day.
And now
you don't want to talk to me anymore.
She's not going to understand.
Damn you.
This is Joey. I'm not in right now. Leave a message and I'll get back.
Mike Riley. You haven't been to work for a couple of days, man. It's costing me money. Give me a call.
Joey stopped at the bar one night. Had a couple of beers. He's hanging out. Somebody offered him some coke. He tried it. He tried it again. And again.
What happened to me and you? We used to be together every day. And now you don't want to talk to me anymore. Damn you.
This is Joey. I'm not in right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Joseph? Pick up the phone. This is your mother. What's going on in that house? You're going to give me a heart attack.
Joey's too paranoid to pick the phone up. Too much going on inside his head. Can't deal with it.
What happened to me and you? We used to whatever that slut bitch that you're with. You can rot in hell. And so can you, God damn you.
Look at this, I can't get on the phone.
No, she's not gonna understand. Joey traded his girlfriend in for a crack pipe. They had a 3-year relationship, planning on getting married. He had a job, he had a life. That's over now. Now he's got a pipe. Every waking minute is consumed by that pipe. It's consumed by the next get high. When, how, where, how much. And how much is never enough. It's never enough. It's consumed.
That was The Phone Call from Out of Darkness into Light by Andrew Jerome Pace, which is available at sunlightofthespirit.com, our sponsor. And please stop by, visit the website, and see what wonderful CDs are available from Artists in Recovery. And our next selection is I'm Your Addiction.
Dope, isn't it?
Nightmare. This is living hell. so glad you could join me. I'm your addiction. You work for me. Do we understand each other? I thought so.
Now we're about to wrap up today's Sober Cafe podcast with The Journey from Out of Darkness into Light.
The journey begins with the first step from the darkness into the light. A new lease on life is at hand. A journey is described as passing from one stage into another. From this process, the fear of the unknown is diminished, and faith, hope, and gratitude are born again. Life is an emotional roller coaster. It has its ups and downs. Happiness cannot exist without sadness, and pleasure cannot exist without pain, and daylight cannot exist without darkness. As we journey into the light, gratitude will become our most valued asset. It is the gateway to our well-being. Through sobriety and the love of those around us, gratitude can be a daily occurrence. It becomes the balancing point when the journey becomes too painful. Today I am grateful for the inspiration and love of my wife and son, who help guide me when I'm off course. But it was not that long ago when gratitude did not exist. My journey is a walk through the pages of life, and I pray that I will always be grateful for the experiences that I've had and the moments.